Welcome, everybody, to Inspiration Intent for this week, Parshat Balak, where Shabbos in South Surrey begins at 8:45 p.m. We share on Inspiration Intent inspirational stories, articles, and Torah thoughts in memory of and le'ilui nishmat, my father, Rav Gershom ben Rav Ben Sion. One of the key players, if we could call him that, is this week's Torah portion of Balak, is the donkey of Bilam. Bilam, who has been hired by the wicked king Balak of Moab to curse the Jews. As Bilam travels to go meet Balak, God sends an angel to block the donkey three times. Each time the donkey swerves, he's subsequently hit by Bilam. This donkey was created for this mission on the first Erev Shabbat of creation. And finally, after the third time of being hit, he opens his mouth, demanding to know why his master has violated his animal rights to his most loyal donkey. God finally then opens Bilam's eyes, and he sees the angel who's blocking the way. As with all of Torah, there's much discussion and depth and commentary to the story. We could spend months or even years studying the story. But it's interesting that this donkey takes up a lot of importance in the Torah. Lots more importance than a mode of transportation usually does. Imagine for God to save the original donkey that he created in the final moments of the first week of creation for a prophet of the nation who intends to curse the Jews, and then giving this donkey the ability to see angels and to speak about it. And my friends, this is not some midrashic thing. This is right there in the Torah that God sends the angel and the donkey sees and the donkey speaks. But even more amazing is the fact, and this would the Midrashim teach us, that this she-donkey is the mother of the donkey upon which the Mashiach will ride. The prophet tells us that Mashiach will come riding on a chamar, a donkey. What's with the donkey? Why was she put on such a high pedestal? One aspect of the donkey is her actual name, Chamor. Chamor are the same letters used for Chomer, material or materialistic. Yes, even the donkey, the materialistic aspects of the world, if used properly, can be used to help us open our eyes and see angels. Our mission in this world is actually to bring the Mashiach by riding on the back of the donkey, the chamor, the chomer, the materialistic in this world. It's our job to use our material world and all the challenges that our world presents in order to create a more spiritual, a more godly world. By behaving in a Torah-prescribed manner, with all that we have and all that we face, we elevate the chomer, the materialistic, the donkey, to a point where the donkey itself can be a vehicle for Mashiach. A while back, and this is quite a while back, some of us heard from Professor Velvel Green, may he rest in peace. He was a professor in Be'er Sheva University. We heard a personal anecdote which propelled him to become a totally religious Jew who inspired thousands of people. In his younger years, Professor Green, who was a professor in the University of Minnesota, and although he wasn't religious, he was already connected to the Chabad rabbi in his city, Rabbi Moshe Feller. On one occasion, this was probably in the early 70s, Rabbi Feller heard that Professor Velvel was traveling to Chicago. Those were the years when airlines still served meals on domestic flights. And Rabbi Feller urged the professor to order kosher food even though he wasn't yet committed to eating kosher. Imagine what an impression it will make on those who overhear you requesting to the flight attendant that the professor wants his kosher meal. Professor Green indulged the rabbi and he ordered kosher. At mealtime on the flight, the professor remembered his commitment to the rabbi and was quite vocal in asking the attendant if she had his kosher meal. You remember, Professor Green, I ordered a kosher meal. Oh, 1 minute, the flight attendant said, and she went to check. And he waited while the others ate their meals. And then finally she returned and she said, I'm really sorry, Professor, but we don't seem to have your kosher meal. At this point, Professor Green, who was really hungry, had had a very busy day before he traveled, he would have said, all right, so give me another meal. But he realized that that would sound quite ridiculous after he made such a fuss about the kosher. And so he sat in silence and he fumed. He really stewed. He was really upset. He was hungry. He was upset with the rabbi. He was upset with God. I mean, come on. I ordered kosher food. Couldn't God arrange that I get my kosher meal in time? By the time he got off the flight, he was so angry and he went towards the public phone. Yes, those days they didn't have the cell phones yet. As he went towards the public phone, he noticed a hot dog stand, a not kosher hot dog stand. And the hot dogs looked tantalizing. They were just, you know, they were turning on the spit and they just looked delicious, delectable. And he was starving. But he went to the public phone and he made a collect call, which, as you know, is not the norm. And especially those days, if a person got a collect call, he got nervous. He made a collect call to the rabbi. Collect call from Professor Velvel Green. In the middle of the night, Rabbi Moshe Feller awoke to this call and he said, oi, something must be the matter. And so, of course, he accepted the collect call from Professor Green. And when he answered, he says, Rabbi Moshe Feller says, what's the matter? Professor Green says, Rabbi, you have a very hungry and angry Velvel Green on the phone. Rabbi, I listened to you, I ordered kosher, and God didn't make it happen. They didn't have my meal. Rabbi, I am really angry. I'm angry with God. I'm angry with you. I am hungry, but I want to tell you something, Rabbi. I just passed a hot dog stand, and those hot dogs looked tantalizing, and they had all the different toppings there, the mustard, the ketchup, the onions, all the other stuff that they put in those fresh hot buns. Rabbi, as soon as I finish this phone call, I am heading right back to that hot dog stand, and I am going to order me a delicious, delectable hot dog. And Rabbi, when I finish the first one, I'm going to buy me a second one. Rabbi, I just wanted you to know that. And he's about to click the phone. And as he's about to click the phone, he hears the rabbi reply, Professor, remember how you've been nudging me for the last number of months to explain to you the true secret that makes Torah Judaism the best way of life to be lived? Well, Professor, now would be a great time to have that discussion. Professor Green thought the rabbi was crazy. But before he hung up on him, the rabbi continued, and I am paraphrasing. Professor Green, it's the Torah that teaches you that you have the ability to rule over that hot dog, not the hot dog over you. You have the ability to choose not to eat that hot dog, even if it beckons to you. The secret of Yiddishkeit is that you are in charge. Professor Green finished the phone call with something akin to, Rabbi, you are nuts. He hung up the phone and went back on the line for the tantalizing hot dog. But when his turn came, he just couldn't bring himself to order. The rabbi's words rung in his head. You, and not the hot dog, are in charge. Yes, we are in charge. We have the ability to have our mind and our soul rule over our bodies and materialism. We can ride that donkey. By choosing to live a Torah way of life, we can elevate the materialistic world, the chomer, or the chamar, the donkey. And we can achieve the ultimate purpose, the Mashiach, riding on the donkey to a utopian, peaceful, and godly world. My friends, have a great Shabbat. Remember this week, Shabbos candlelighting time in Surrey is 8:45. Thank you so much for helping me elevate the airwaves in memory of and Le'ilo Nishmat, my father, Rav Gershon ben Arab ben Sion.